This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown. Talk Radio Review Time is 7 after the hour. This is our overview from the world of talk radio as to the big items, the big stories, work done by the researchers at Talkers Magazine. You can go to talkers.com anytime during the week and see what the big stories of this past week have been, top 10. And the people list as well. Joining me on the panel here, Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company, Rich McFadden at Radio America in Washington, and Jennifer Horn is here from the DJV program and also the Morning Answer in Los Angeles. So we have, we'll take advantage of Jennifer while she is available to us. First item on the list here is the testimony of Mr. Cohen. I thought it was a joke, frankly. I didn't think, who takes this guy seriously? A few people must be, but I don't see this guy anything more than a two-bit con man. That's my read on it, quick and to the point. Jen, how did you read it, and how do people react to how you talked about it on your local L.A. program?
Well, I think that there's a lot to pull from this testimony. First of all, you have to take it all with a grain of salt because he has serious credibility issues. He's going to prison because he is a known liar. And so,
he's a hustler.
And I think he actually, and a couple of members of the House of Representatives who are allies of the president, Mark Meadows and Jim Jordan, are also asking the DOJ to file perjury charges against him because he made some comments that go against documents that the DOJ has put forth, like whether or not he really wanted to work in the White House. There's some perjury charges that are being thrown around against Michael Cohen. But I think the only thing that we can really glean from this, other than a lot of hearsay, you have him talking about the president, saying he was a racist, a comment. Well, the question is then, Michael, why did you work for him for 12 years? Why did you want to continue to work for him until you got in trouble? So I think there's a lot of credibility issues with Michael Cohen. But what the Democrats are going to do is use all the names that he was throwing out, and he was throwing out a bunch of them about the president's inner circle, to try to subpoena those people to get at the president. And he also, I think, kind of maybe tamped down, which is already being sort of tamped down, the Russia conspiracy collusion thing seems to really be kind of going down the drain for Democrats. But what isn't is that he did acknowledge he is working with the Southern District in New York on a couple of cases, obviously involving the president, for probably business practices. Because keep in mind, Mueller is supposed to be looking at Russia, but the Southern District in New York can look at the entirety of Trump and his Trump as a businessman. So Michael Cohen seems to be assisting the Southern District in New York to try to go after Trump. Democrats were using him. He even said he was coached by Adam Schiff, and that, of course, he was talking with Elijah Cummings, who headed up the committee that helped coordinate all of this public testimony. I think it's more of the same. I think people who are supporters of Trump are going to kind of dig in and say this is more of the witch hunt. And I think Democrats and critics of the president are going to say, oh, we told you there's more smoke, and look at that, he's a racist too. So I don't know if it really has accomplished anything. I don't think it really accomplished anybody's end goals, but certainly it's just more for the soap opera.
Well, it's accomplished a lot. It's made a lot of lawyers a lot of money.
Yep.
And it's helping set up each side.
But
for
Rich,
their...
Lanny Davis isn't working for money.
Yeah, right. And the other thing is, it's all about the reelection. So everybody, the Democrats need you to believe that Trump is this thief and this liar and this Russian plant for them to win the election in 2020. And that's what this is all about. It's all about positioning, and it's all about getting some more bucks in my pocket.
Victoria?
Well, I think it accomplished a few things, obviously, for both sides. But really, in theory, this wasn't supposed to be about both sides. In reality, of course, it was. It showed me a couple of things. One thing was that, as usual, members of Congress weren't as well prepared to ask their questions as they should be.
Okay.
I think in terms of Cohen's testimony, I'm sure that he was very careful this time, because he knows he could face charges of perjury. You know, anything that he said this time was, first of all, there were documents supporting some of the things he said. But when he said, for example, that He was in the room when Roger Stone was put on speakerphone after a call was put through by his secretary about the WikiLeaks dump. Well, this is something that can be investigated. First of all, we can find out whether the secretary did put through a call on or about that date. And second of all, we can find out whether a call came through from Roger Stone on or about that date. So these are things that can actually checked. You don't have to rely on Michael Cohen's testimony. So that was interesting, I think.
Let me finish.
The other thing that I thought was actually quite interesting was that of the minor new members of the committee, Doug's favorite new member of Congress, Alexandria
AOC,
actually elicited new information with a fairly low-key line of questioning, with some good questions, unlike some of the other showboaters, when she asked some smart questions and managed to get new names out of Cohen that gave the Democrats the opportunity to do real follow-up interviews if they wanted to. I'm not saying whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I'm saying that she actually did some very sensible questioning, which right. I think to many people was a surprise.
Then she went out and had a hamburger after she'd taken apart the beef industry for ruining the air.
Let's go back to the Roger Stone comment. Okay, let's say Trump did get a phone call from Roger Stone, and it was sent through to the Oval Office by the secretary, and Cohen was standing there, and Stone did go, "Oh, there's going to be a WikiLeaks dump this week." And Trump did indeed say, "Great, cool." And then hang up.
Unless you're the hacker. And I would also add to this, yeah, I agree with you.
Because Trump has denied knowing about it. That is one thing that's of interest.
Well, let's also remember that Julian Assange is being watched. And if Julian Assange talked to anybody, they already know about it. So I just feel like this wasn't a lot of new stuff. And also, you mentioned preparation, Victoria. One of the big areas of contention is that the Democrats strategically didn't release Michael Cohen's opening statement until 10 p.m. the day before the questioning, because they got away with the 24-hour rule. They gave them zero time to prepare to ask a question. So, you know, I agree with you. I take issue. They were unprepared. But that was a Democratic strategy.
You know what's funny though is I was watching it on CNN.
What Michael Cohen was all about. I think anybody who didn't know what Michael Cohen was all about was living on Mars.
I was watching the testimony on CNN, and Jennifer, it's interesting that you bring that. They didn't release the statement until 10 o'clock the night before, because CNN would put his statement up on the Chiron before it even came out of his mouth.
Yeah.
Which once again tells me that CNN had plenty of prep time even before that 10 p.m.
They
stuff.
Asked him about that, actually, about the release. They said, why did John Dean have information for this on CNN?
Well, then you got to think back to the Roger Stone when they broke into his house and arrested him. CNN was there. How did they know? So CNN is totally a part of this whole investigation.
So it dissolves shows.
This is why we watch C-SPAN. We watch C-SPAN because it's just C-SPAN.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, well, all this is a bunch of bull crap. It doesn't speak to governing the country, organizing these agencies, getting the job done, spending the taxpayers' money in a responsible way. It just is the continuation of a ne'er-do-well soap opera that is causing other countries and other interests to gain ground in the international scene.
I think we all wanted to know whether there was any collusion or not, and I think we all know that there wasn't.
Who cares? Yeah. Who cares whether there's any collusion?
I don't think we know one way or the other. We know that Michael Cohen doesn't necessarily know, but he wasn't involved with the 2016 campaign. I think there is interest, and I think the Democrats obviously are going to delve into this endlessly. It's going to get incredible.
Oh, no, they have to carry this to 2020.
There is interest in knowing whether there was influence by other foreign interests on the Trump campaign, particularly financial. They're interested in possibly Saudi, Israeli, UAE, and other countries in addition to Russia. And that is something that they're going to look into and have hearings on. This is going to run and run. I mean, it's going to be like...
Meanwhile, Osama bin Laden's... meanwhile, Osama bin Laden's kid is reestablishing the old family business, and who's watching him and what they're doing. Come on, wake up, America.
Yeah, and we're making a deal with the Taliban, meanwhile.
Well, we made lots of deals over the years for the Taliban. Remember the $75 million in cash delivered in a couple of suitcases to get them out of the way when we were in Afghanistan? We're making a deal with the Taliban
to walk away from Afghanistan right now.
See you later, alligator. Let's talk about how well you slept last night. Did you wake up this morning feeling well, did you? Or are you feeling the aches and the pains of a bad mattress? If your mattress needs transformation, here is a great idea. Instead of buying a new mattress, how about we go to MyPillow.com and buy one of their mattress toppers? Great idea. Thanks, Doug, for coming up with a great one. You're welcome. It has changed a lot of beds into much more comfortable ways to get a good night's rest. Go to MyPillow.com. Check out their mattress topper. Just like many other things, they became well known because of their pillows for sure. But now they have mattresses, mattress toppers, sheets, all kinds of fabulous ways for you to get better support at night, alleviate pressure points, control your body temperature. You'll wake up now, once you get the mattress topper, feeling much more refreshed. It's a removable cover. Wash it with frequency. Made here in America. 100% machine washable and dryable. 10-year warranty. 60-day money-back guaranteed. So let's go to MyPillow.com and get your mattress topper today. Order your mattress topper. Get 30% off using the DJV code. And also, instead of 30% off, you get two free standard MyPillows with the order. Promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. Use that promo code. Sleep better with MyPillow. MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV. Are you tossing and turning more than you're sleeping at night? Waking up feeling worse than before? Sounds like your mattress could use some transformation. I've been there. I've done that. Finding a new mattress can be a pain in the you-know-what. But thanks to MyPillow, their MyPillow mattress topper, I don't have to change my mattress. It changed my bed with the topper into the most comfortable bed I've ever had, and I'm sleeping like a baby. The MyPillow mattress topper is made up of three layers designed to provide better support, alleviate pressure points, and control your body temperature all through the night. You'll wake up feeling more refreshed than ever before. It's a removable cover made right here in the USA. 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. Comes with a 10-year warranty. Get your mattress topper today by going to MyPillow.com. Order your mattress topper and get 30% off using the DJV code. Two free standard MyPillows come as well when you use the promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
All right, other things. I can start at number 10, give you a couple of reference points to the story list from Talkers Magazine on the charts. NBA, basically sports talk radio, what's going on with a baseball season getting underway. Who signed, who hasn't signed?
Bryce
number
Harper.
Nine. Yeah, right. There's a lot of talk there, Richie, as a matter of fact. 21 after on the overview of the News Talk Roundup.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's get back to our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden and Victoria Jones, here on our review of the top 10 stories and people. I kind of bump around a little bit here. We were just making reference to what was happening. Some of these stories are more important, and you can say, well, Doug, who decides what's more important? Well, talkers list them from 10 to 1. Having been on the radio for a number of years with exposure to what people think, it's not always an agreement. It's a list, not arbitrary. They listen around to stations, programs, hosts, and try to get a sense of what people are actually interested in and talking about. And certainly, once you get beyond the top three or four, it's a crapshoot. Except number eight, a focus on Benjamin Netanyahu and the fact that he was indicted this week by his own country. Is it political corruption? Is it industrial corruption? Because the problem, if you don't understand Israel, sort of the same there as it is here. Netanyahu has about the same rap with the people in.
Yeah, is it a witch hunt?
Trump does here. Yeah, it is. It's a witch hunt.
He says it's a witch hunt. Yeah.
Is he capable of doing what he's been charged with? Absolutely. I've been around the guy, interviewed him a couple of times. He reminds me, and I've said he went to Princeton. He reminds me of a New York Jew. That's not a negative. It's just that when you look at him running Israel, and you then sense what he's really culturally about, he's much more of a New York Jew than he is an Israeli Jew. And it's very interesting what influences there are in his life. But he's a strong hand, man. You don't get in the way of this guy. He is a tough, tough customer and takes no prisoners. So he may be indicted for all kinds of things. Is he going to go down? I wouldn't bet against the guy. I wouldn't spend a nickel betting against the guy. Number seven.
You're making, you, Oh, can I just make one quick point?
Yeah,
I think you're making a very interesting point there, because he projects himself as a world statesman, but really he is a scrapper. He's a local politician.
Absolutely.
And I think that's what we're going to start to see come out now. Maybe we won't see that so much over here, but if you read the local Israeli papers, the English version ones, that's what you're going to see, because he's going to fight these that way.
He'd be a good mayor of Newark. He would. He's very much, I'm telling you, he's cut out of that cloth. Anyway, next, this is the dumbest. I was talking to a friend of mine last night who is my neighbor here in Framingham, Massachusetts, where my farm is, and he also lives down in Jupiter in the wintertime. And he was telling me, I said, what do you think about this craft thing? And he said, dumb. Guy's dumb. Why? He said something to me about one of his friends who goes to three or four nights a week. There are a couple of really swanky, is that an old word? Upscale, let's put it that way. Upscale watering holes in Jupiter. And he says this guy goes home with two or three different 20-year-olds any night he wants to. That's about as sexist a comment as you can come up with. But why is Kraft spending $50 to go to a tug joint? It's mindless. And this guy is, I've always thought he was a pretty smart guy.
Yeah,
I'm very smart about this.
Apparently,
and he's got a fabulous girlfriend who's
it
been
has
with
nothing
him.
Nothing to do with that.
I guess it doesn't. It ought to, but it doesn't. You're right. All right. So, what do you think, Victoria? In 15 seconds.
I think that not enough attention is paid to the women and the terrible situation they're in.
Sex trafficking.
No, trafficking is horrid.
Yeah. Right. But we say that, and then what's done about it? What's going to be done? You think these people that are leading the country now are going to pay any attention to that?
Nope.
28 after the hour on the countdown overview.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent. House Democrats are giving the White House until Monday to comply with a request for documents and interviews related to how the White House handles security clearances. A day after the New York Times reported that President Trump ordered a top-level clearance for his advisor and son-in-law, Jared Kushner, Democratic Congresswoman Val Demings told CNN lawmakers need to take a close look.
The fact that Jared could not get a clearance and the president had to step in and overrule the intelligence community really should concern all of us.
Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway tells MSNBC at CPAC Friday she hasn't seen any memo about Trump ordering Kushner receive a top security clearance after concerns were voiced by intelligence officials and the White House top lawyer, according to the Times story. A small plane crashed into a condo building in Fort Lauderdale, Florida on Friday, killing the pilot who was the only one on board. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How do you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Review Time, 34 at the hour. I'm Doug Steffen presenting Victoria Jones here from the D.C. Radio Company and Rich McFadden from Radio America. We're discussing the stories, the top hits, if you will, according to Talkers Magazine for the week of February the 25th until the 1st of March. Amazing. We're already into the third month of 2019. A lot of people talk about, wow, time flying. And then the focus on all these characters that want to run for president next year. Another presidential election. Pretty amazing. Comes on the heels of time passing. What's the old Latin expression? Tempus fugits.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, look that up, folks. Go back to
Google
the
it.
Catechism. Yes, Google it. All right, so I'm going to just speculate a little bit here on a thought that I had, and you both can talk about it. I know Victoria wants to, and I think there's some reason when we get to number five, the border situation, talking about what goes on here, but also what goes on borders with other countries, namely Pakistan and India this past week. The Democrats, though, let's get to that. And who's running? My sense is, and I got this, I don't know why, Richie knows me very well. Victoria, you've known me for a long time, so you know kind of I have a what some people think is a kooky way of looking at stuff. Spiritual.
Really?
Really? Am I telling you something you didn't know? Uh-huh.
Yes.
What came to me all of these people that want the person who would be king, if you will, and all of these aspirants to the top job in the nation are all going to fall short. There's not enough support. There are too many of them, and there's not enough support for anyone. You don't see anybody coming to the surface. You can say, granted, it's early, but it really isn't that early. And so without any deliberation at all I saw in my mind was Joe Biden taking the oath of office on January the 20th, 2021. And I see Beto O'Rourke with him. I think those are the two people that can bring. And I think Trump doesn't.
Help us.
I don't think.
Is that
Trump,
a vision? You had?
Yeah, it is a vision. I don't see, okay. Richie, Trump is, there's too many darts being thrown, whether he deserves it or he doesn't deserve it, whether he's doing a good job. There are too many interests that were for him.
Trump's
that are now
base
falling.
Is so
no,
locked
it's,
into
no, it's
him.
No, and the farmers, everybody said the farmers are all with Trump. I will tell you as a farmer, the farmers are pissed off.
Let me tell you something.
At Trump.
When it comes to pulling that trigger, if you've got a Beto
Joe
O'Rourke
Biden,
or Bernie Sanders standing up there, they're going to vote for Trump, brother.
Biden will ameliorate that, Richie.
Biden would be the only one that's got a chance. But here's the problem, okay?
And I didn't say Beto O'Rourke is running for president. I say he is in the vice presidential slot or somebody like him.
The Democrats need to figure out who they are. Are they socialists? Are they center-left? Are they liberals?
Well, they can't be and win.
They are all over the place. So their base is just so fractured right now. They need to get that in line. And if they decided, if Biden were like an early kind of like take the lead on the Democrats thing, and everybody kind of started to hone in on Biden, then I'd go, okay, now they have a chance. But if you start pulling a Bernie or a Beto or Kamala Harris,
they won't
it's
win.
Over.
Yeah.
Trump wins all the way.
Yeah. But I think this country will not like another 4 years of him, frankly, in the main, unless he changes his tune somewhat.
He can't. He doesn't know how. But he could win by default.
Yeah,
he could win
that's
by default.
That's my point.
That's
he could win by default.
Yeah.
No, I agree with Richie entirely. The Democrats are fractured. They are running like a herd of cats again, like they did before, only this time they don't have a disastrous candidate like they did last time. But they might. They could have a disastrous candidate. We don't know. They've got so many, latest I know of is being Governor Jay Inslee of Washington. Like, they need another one, I don't know, like a cat falling from heaven.
The mayor of South Bend.
The environmental candidate. He's the environmental candidate.
Like another environment, like the environmental candidate, like the sugar-free candidate, like the, I don't know, it's unbelievable. But Richie is absolutely right. But, I mean, I think Trump's base is 30%, and then you've got this extra 10% taking him up to maybe 40, 42, 43, which I think fluctuates. And he could get that, or he could not get that. And that does depend on the Democrats' candidate. And that's where it's very tricky for them. They have these several tiers of debates, like a wedding cake. It's going to be ridiculous. And so, you know, who you get to win that primary does depend on who votes in the primary. And if you get hard left people voting, you're going to get that kind of a candidate.
And then you lose.
The Democratic Party is not a socialist party, despite that is how the Republicans want to tag them, and they may do that successfully.
They have a lot of noisemakers, Bernie being one.
You've got
AOC.
Elizabeth Warren, Bernie, AOC,
Warren.
The socialist candidates they have up there.
Yeah, no, you could have that kind of a candidate, and then you're going to have Democratic voters and independent-leaning Democratic voters scratching their heads and going, I would have voted
honestly,
for Biden, but I don't know.
Are we so divided? Is there a mainstream anymore or not? I don't get.
Yes, there
I understand.
Is.
Well, so how does Bernie Sanders then even take shape? Especially
because 22-year-olds are $100,000 in debt from college. That's how. Because the government decided
college.
To back all of the student loans, and then the colleges run amok with the cost of college because they know it's guaranteed money. That's how we got into this mess. That's why AOC is so popular. That's why she's a superstar. That's why Bernie's a superstar. Because our government guaranteed every single college loan, and then it just exploded.
There you go. It really is. It's an amazing time.
And also, young aspiring voters do not feel that their concerns are listened to by politicians.
Listen, but politicians don't listen to anybody other than the people that pay them to be there through their campaign contributions. That's what they listen to.
Well,
unless it's
some,
a groundswell of noise.
Will actually vote this time too. Sorry, I interrupted you. Sorry.
No, it's okay. All right.
I just want you young socialists to do me a favor, okay? You know, I know that you feel like Bernie feels your pain and really kind of identifies with your struggles, but I want you to go knock on his front door, okay? Find one of his four houses. Right. And go knock on his front door.
His red $200,000 Audi.
And see if his security guard will let you into one of his four houses. Right. And sit down and have a conversation with him on his $2,000 couch. And see if you guys are really, really connected.
Talk Radio Countdown Show comes to you every week with a list of the top stories as decided by the editorial board at Talkers Magazine. So we go through the top 10 at number 10. Sports Talk Radio focus on the NBA, the NCAA, and the beginning of the baseball season with games already being broadcast. Kind of fun. Number 9, what's going on in Venezuela. Number 8, Benjamin Netanyahu's in trouble. Number 7, Robert Kraft is in trouble. Number 6, the Democratic Party is in trouble. Number 5, the border wall sees trouble. The Chinese are trouble, that's number 4. The Russians are trouble, that's number 3. Mr. Kim and Mr. Trump, I don't know, I guess that was trouble because nothing happened. Number 1 story of the week from Talkers, according to their listening posts at stations and hosts, is the Cohen testimony. So that's the list from 10 to 1 here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs. Super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that's so that you have 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's that saying about you can't pour from an empty cup? You have to take care of you so you can continue to take care of others. And if losing weight is on your take care of you list, then this is for you.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitriol and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
I've been on Calitriol now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. More pain in my feet, my back feels great, and just awesome. It's the best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
I've used Calitriol for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
Now is the time to put your health on your to-do list. Check out Calitriol at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen with a review of this other list that comes from Talkers Magazine every week, the People List. Who are the most talked about people? At number 10 this week, according to the list, Benjamin Netanyahu. Number 9, Robert Kraft. At number 8, various assortment of socialist candidates for president on the Democratic side. Number 7, Nancy Pelosi. Number 6, Roger Stone. Who would have thunk it? At number 5, AOC. I don't think I'm going to say her name anymore. It's just AOC. Number 4, Robert Mueller. Number 3, Kim Jong-un. Kim Jong-un. Number 2, Michael Cohen. He's going to have a trip down the river pretty soon. And number 1, Donald Trump. A lot of people wish he'd take a trip down the river, too. That's it. That's our list of the people making talk heaven, scrumptious conversations for folks. And all the lists are published every week at talkers.com. All right, let's move to the discussion of the walls. The emergency declaration was probably isn't going to happen. But we all say there are examples of countries that don't get along. All of this does, for me anyway, is bring me back to John Lennon's song, Imagine. Sing that if you know the song. And imagine what life would be like if there were no borders. We still wouldn't get along with each other because we don't seem to get along. Even people who are Americans don't get along with other Americans. There's always a reason, somehow or other, in our psyche, we want to be better than, different than, whatever, however, whoever. But the Pakistanis shot down Indian warplanes. They describe them as warplanes flying over their border. There are all of these sorts of mistakes. This is a very naive area of the world, and how they both got nuclear bombs is beyond how the world community let the two of them develop nuclear weapons is beyond imagination. But anyway, is there a nuance to this, Victoria?
Yeah, and it started because a Pakistani group launched a strike and killed a bunch of Indians, and so and then the Indian military responded, the Indian Air Force, and there may have. And what may have gone wrong with that is very interesting. There is some talk that what might have happened with the Indian response, some reports suggest that Indian aircraft intended to fire from the Indian side of the border, but wind forced them into Pakistani territory. And that's the kind of unintended element of escalation that introduces new risk. And I mention that because risk is what this is all about. Because they went into Pakistani territory, one of the Indian pilots was shot down and has been captured and is likely to be released this weekend. But that has escalated everything. And both leaders, the leader of Pakistan, the newly elected leader of Pakistan, former cricketing star Imran Khan, a brilliant cricketer, by the way, and the Indian Prime Minister Modi are both well aware of the stakes, and they don't want to escalate them. But they know that anything could go wrong, and they have had escalation since they both achieved independence from Britain, 50, 60 years ago. And any misstep could happen. And Pakistan has a huge military budget. One of the reasons is so that it can face aggression from India. And the only reason the public supports the military budget is to take care of situations like this. It's very tricky.
Yeah.
What is India and Pakistan's beef with each other?
Religion
and
pet territory.
Yeah. All the great wars of the world fought over religious differences.
By the way, this is the only radio show where you ever hear the term brilliant cricketer today.
Yes.
Remember that.
Right.
Okay.
Number 10 on the people list this week. Quick review of the 10 names on the people list from Talkers Magazine. Netanyahu's at 10. Robert Kraft is 9. Kamala Harris and the rest of the characters from the Socialist Party at number 8. Nancy Pelosi is 7. Roger Stone is 6. Man, what a zero that guy is. AOC is 5, another zero. Robert Mueller is 4. Kim Jong-un. We haven't really talked about the summit because it didn't amount to much, right? I mean, like, think about it. We had a nice ride over to Vietnam.
Trump should have taken Dennis Rodman with him.
B-roll.
That's what he needs.
So where do we go? Where is little Where is little Fatty on what's going on under the circumstances?
Kim Jong Ding Dong?
Yeah.
He wants the all of the rules let off. He wants a little bit of freedom to spend and make some money before he sits down at the table.
Uh-huh. And?
Ain't happening. No.
No. Nothing's happening.
So he's going to continue to continue with his various facilities and continue to enrich and continue to refine.
Do you know that?
And continue to be viewed more and more as an international power player.
You know they're making deals out in the middle of the ocean with Russians. Like they have ships meeting Russian ships out in the middle of the ocean to get oil. That's how they're bypassing some of these restrictions.
Help yourself. Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company. Rich McFadden from Radio America. Doug Steffen on the air on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's now 53 after the hour, and we are going to learn about the top five stories this past week in the world of technology from Victoria Keelan, who's here. We'll go from five to one, so I guess that means the first focus is on that story from the wonderful folks at American Airlines who are watching everything you do when you're sitting in one of their seats.
Well, they claim that they're not doing that, but yes, a lot of passengers are concerned about that. Cameras pointed at passengers have been noticed on in the in-flight entertainment systems used by some of the American Airlines flights, also Singapore Airlines, but obviously American Airlines is more relevant to our audience. So both airlines have confirmed that the cameras do exist, but they say that they were included by the manufacturers and that they have not been activated. Both airlines have confirmed that they have no plans to use the cameras, but passengers are pointing out, well, if you're not going to use those cameras, then why don't you cover them up? You can easily cover them up with tape. You could, you know, they're retrofit something to so that the lens isn't aimed right at the passengers. And again, from a security standpoint, anytime there's a camera, it can be hacked. Even if it's not activated, that camera can be hacked. And so this raises a lot of privacy issues and the negligence really on the part of American Airlines. They knew these cameras were there and they just ignored it. And in today's world where it's a hack a day, basically, it's and that's you know, that's probably a conservative estimate. We've had a major hack almost every day. And so to have something like that sitting there that's so vulnerable and people are putting it on social media, which just brings it to the attention of hackers, American Airlines is going to have to do something more than just saying, oh, don't worry, the cameras aren't turned on.
Well, what it is my comment on American Airlines that I fly pretty much all the time. The fellow who's the chairman and CEO is a guy named Doug Parker, who's a money-grubbing, really bad corporate example of how greed takes over. When you get on a plane and they play you the introductory, get ready to take off and we're going for great and all that other garbage, it just isn't every time you turn around, there's something else at American that makes you wonder how do these guys in a world of trying to service people. It's not a service organization. It's a company that puts you last in their priorities. So this is a perfect example of what they do. Next, number four, focus on Samsung.
Yeah, Samsung has been buzzed about for the last probably 2 weeks since they've announced their new Galaxy S10 model and the Galaxy Watch. Now, the newest version of the Galaxy Watch will be able to measure blood pressure. Now, on the opposite side, iPhone and Samsung Galaxy, they're the two biggest competitors with each other. The Apple iPhone Watch, or the Apple Watch, I should say, that has an ECG meter in it for an echocardiogram, and now Samsung they're hitting back with a blood pressure meter. And so we'll see how relevant this ends up being for both of these watches, both of these companies. We'll see how doctors really respond to it. But the point of it is to have consumers have more control over their own health, and it all gets logged into the app for the data. So it's kind of a cool thing. It's being a lot of buzz right now, but we'll see in the long term, we'll see how well it goes.
Number three, YouTube in the focus.
YouTube's had a bad couple of weeks. YouTube has now removed ads from videos that are promoting the anti-vaccination content. They've also now disabled comments on all the kids' videos so that child predators can't get into the comments and lure children in. It's YouTube's got a big crisis on their hands right now. So they're literally in crisis mode as we speak right now.
Aren't they an arm of Facebook?
Alphabet, I believe, owns YouTube and Google.
Number two, there are new rules for those of you who have your lithium batteries for your devices. What do you do when you fly?
Yeah, so the Department of Transportation and the Federal Aviation Administration are banning people from storing lithium-ion batteries as cargo. And so now if you order any of these types of batteries through the mail or on Amazon, you're going to notice that they show up with no more than 30% of a charge because they're exploding in the air. And so this is a real serious risk. So it's going to change the way that we fly eventually. Right now, there are no major changes, but we can definitely see that coming down the road.
This number one story is not a problem, but it's become a problem for Amazon. Will you explain, please?
Yes. Amazon has been dealing with fake reviews. These are essentially paid reviews that are five stars that keep certain products at the top of the list. And one company has been basically shut down now. They've been promoting a bogus weight loss pill, Garcinia Cambogia. So just be very careful if you're on Amazon. The product is dangerous, and the reviews are
fake.
Stay
away from it. Yep. Stay away from it. That's health news and the news from the world of technology combo here. It's 59 past the hour. Thanks to Victoria Keevan. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.